Hi, this is a dictation for depression talk. Sharon Peels, SHARONPEALS. Date of birth is 6/16/1975. Date of accident is 6/4/2022. And date of service is 6/19/2023. The patient is here as a new patient, irrespective of the auto accident that happened on 6/4/2022. Her case has been completely been resolved in her favor, but she still continues to suffer from the pains since the time of accident that have not improved. And that is the reason of coming. She found us from the past contact when she was seen only two times for her accident. So she was being seen with the chiropractor, Dr. Mustafa, for 2 to 3 months, who provided acupuncture, massage, and other therapy resolution. She did go to see physical therapy and another pain doctor at American Pain Center. And then she also went to St. John at Moras to the emergency room last week due to extreme severe pain. She was admitted for 4 days on IV morphine, and MRIs were recently done. And hence she is here. Today is 6/19/2023. Sharon Peels. Date of birth is again 6/16/75. The patient reports that she has severe pain that is coming down her neck into the arms. Both of them, both the arms are numb, involving all the fingers into their hands. She has a muscle weakness or motor weakness, and she's dropping plates, phones, and everything that when it runs down to her lower back also. And from the lower back, there is a shooting pain to both the buttocks, both upper thighs, and the laterally, it is also the whole leg is involved, involving the fourth and fifth toe and the foot and ankle. She has shedded a substantial amount of area. She reports all of these pains as tightness, and throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, burning, exhausting. She reports that when she sits down, the pain actually goes into the back of her legs, down into the feet, and sometimes she cannot walk at all. And she has a severe effect on her ADLs. She's stiffened up. These pains are present several times a day. The severity of the pain is from 7 to 10. ADLs are reported affected are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting down, standing too long, walking, and improved by medications or elevating the legs just in rest. She has had a series of MRI CT scans in the past. She reports of ongoing muscle weakness in both the arms and also both the legs, and ongoing numbness, tingling, pins and needles in both the arms and both legs. There's no bladder bowel incontinence. She reports of severe weakness of the both hands. According to her, she's dropping plates and she had been dropping her phone. She cannot sit more than 30 minutes. She cannot stand more than 30 minutes. She sleeps for 5 hours, and she is not able to walk more than one block. She is using a cane and a walker at home. So far, she has used in the past other pain doctors, and she also reports of acupuncture, using a chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, as well as fence unit. She has had a series of injections 9 years ago prior to this accident, and medications were provided. She reports of for the system review, please use a chart. Although I can discuss, the positive is in the GI disease, which is for abdominal pain and weight loss. In neurological, she checks weakness, back and neck pain, injury, headaches, psychiatric, anxiety, musculoskeletal, history of falls. Past surgical history is none. Past allergies, none. Family history, mother is deceased due to the cirrhosis, C-I-R-R-H-O-S-I-S, of the liver. And father is alive. No siblings exist. Relationship status, patient single, lives with her son, and her fiancé is helping her. Last time she worked was 2021. She used to work in Sinai Grace Kitchen, dietary department, cooking food and putting on the trays. And she is supposed to lift 5 pounds all the time and stand all day long. That she has not been able to do. And she is unemployed due to the disability and pain. Federal disability, she has never filed yet. Legal action, Mr. Howard Weingarten was the attorney in the past, but now we are informed that Mr. Reifman is the attorney, and then it's possible that she has no attorney at this time because the case is all settled down. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not use smoke or any recreational drugs. In the ADLs, you can review the chart, but general activity in work and sleep are affected, 7. She also has marked that walking, standing, home chores, cooking in the kitchen, reaching out into cabinets are affected, 7. Opening the container is affected, 8. Doing laundry and vacuuming is also affected, 6. This short note for the accident, she did had an accident as a causative factor on 6-4-2022, where she was a restaurant driver of a Chevy Malibu. The accident occurred on Kelly and Crushing Street in East Detroit. She was driving east of Cali, trying to get over to turn left lane, and the other car didn't give way as the other car speeded up and hit into her car, shifting her car 360 degrees. She was seen at the St. John Hospital at the time, on the day, where she remained there for 3 to 4 hours. No fractures. There was no CT scan or done. Right arm hit into the console. Neck whiplash happened. Driver's side was all damaged. The front tire axles, benders, fenders. But internally, the car was okay. She started having symptoms of TBI and headaches to begin with. She has not reported any headaches at this time or any symptoms of TBI. The physical examination reveals the following. Blood pressure is 116 over 82, pulse is 82. Pulse ox is 100. Patient is a 48-year-old black female. Height is 5'2". Weight is 125 pounds. She is alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. She does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases. She appears mildly anxious but not lethargic. She has a good attitude, demeanor, no dress and hygiene is normal. She is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. The walking is non-antalgic, non-painful. Rest of the exam is from the template, from including neurological and musculature examination. In the musculature examination, please mention that there is a spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle. And paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5 with a mild tenderness and mild hypertonicity 1 plus. But no trigger points are noticed. A trapezius muscle was normal. On musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Spine tenderness. Is located at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 and L2-3 with a spasm of the paraspinal muscles. Hypertonicity of 1 plus. Range of motion cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 60. Lumbar spine range of motion forward flexion is 50. Extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lermit test was negative. And distraction test and Sotal test negative. Thoracic spine Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive for 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is negative. Kemp test was positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are found positively tender. And standing flexion test was positive. And paper test is positive bilaterally. Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally. Tendelberg sign is negative. And distraction test was negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Extremities examination. Please use the template except for both the wrist and hand. All the rest of the exam is normal. The motor strength is 5x5 in both upper arms and both legs. However, in the wrist and hand area, it is 4x5. The grip is slightly poor. The examination of both the wrist show that there is a carpotunnel compression test involving thinel sign and phalen sign were found positive bilaterally. Motor power was 4x5, grip was slightly poor. Reflexes are normal, sensations are intact, circulation is intact, peripheral pulses are intact. The structure of the wrist and hand is completely normal. No muscle atrophy or atrophy of thinner prominence is noticed. The examination of the knee and shoulder is normal at this time. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 X60 R26.89 S09.90 XA Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, pain in the wrist, M25.531, M25.532, and M79.641, M79.642, G56.01, G56.02. Cervical spine M54.250.20.5452, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09.54.651.24, S23.3XXA. In the lumbar spine M54.551.27.54.16.54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1 and S33.5XXA. Plan of care comes from the template. The treatment plan will be as follows. Patient is provided an order for starting a physical therapy and evaluation. She is referred for 3 times per week for ongoing issues. The evaluation will help me decide for the treatment protocol also to modify. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are provided as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect. Elavil 50 milligram at night. 30 tablets are provided for sleep, GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and in general pain relief. Scalaxin 800 3 times a day. 90 tablets are provided for further muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram for topical pain relief. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram every 12 hours, 60 tablets. Narco 7.5 325 every 12 hours, 30 tablets for pain relief is provided temporarily for the timing. Patient has been advised regarding opiate that we'll be switching her to Suboxone, Subutex, Belbuca or Butrans patches. For a long-term journey, use of marijuana was discussed with the patient, and non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. They're all discussed. Referral to psychiatry. Patient exhibits some anxiety and panic from the previous accident and ongoing issues. That'll be good. Fitness club program is yes. Review of the available MRI and imaging records. Patient just went to St. John Hospital on 6/14/2023 where an MRI was done. And it shows that there is a facet arthropathy at L5-S1 and there is a mild disc bulging at L4-L5, mild bilateral neural foramen narrowing, bilateral facet joint arthropathy, ligament of flammum hypertrophy. L3-4, there is some mild disc bulging, mild bilateral neural foramen narrowing, bilateral facet joint arthropathy. L2-3, there is some annular disc bulging with bilateral neural foramen narrowing, bilateral facet joint arthropathy. There is a far right lateral disc herniation. L1, L2, there is no disc herniation. T12, L1, no herniation is noticed. In the CT scan that is enclosed at the same time, reports that there is CT scan of the thoracic and lumbar spine, that there is a mild spinal canal stenosis at the level of L23, L34, L45, L5-S1, and a mild L34, L45 neural foramen stenosis. Interventional pain procedure, we recommend patients that she may benefit from facet joint injection and median nerve branch block at the level affected, which is L5-S1, L4, L5. And even an epidural injection could be tried due to the presence of a herniated disc at L2-3 times 4 to bring relief. A carpotunnel injection is also advised. And bilateral sacroiliac joint injections are advised to bring relief. Surgical options are going to be considered after the injections are done. Neuropsych evaluation. I believe it is not necessary. There is no complete attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records. We already have the records as we treated her on 6/16/2022 and 7/14/2022, and those records have been reviewed and investigated. New investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DME, no new DME is being ordered. Education, yes, and disability, none. According to, she should be able to do a light duty job and direct contact. Yes, thank you.